Sunday, May 6th, 2012, this is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and today, man, we have such a controversial topic. I promise you, this is something that I'm starting to see come up, and with lots of debate in a lot of the LinkedIn groups, I'm seeing this topic tackled within some of the sales teams that I've been training. This will come up in the classroom a lot. And also, I receive emails on this, people asking my opinion on this, and I guess I can't beat around the bush anymore. I'm not too good with that. You know, I like to get right down to business, so I might as well tell you what the topic is. The topic for today is, has the profession of selling changed? Let me tell you about this email I received. Last week, I get this email asking me basically this question. Hey, Paul, there's a lot of debate going on in my company right now. It came up in a sales meeting when somebody asked, and I think it's a brilliant question, by the way, that the person asked, is sales changing? Has it changed? Is it changing right now? Or is it just kind of the same? In other words, sales is sales is sales, and it'll always be the same. And this person asked for my opinion. So right now, I want to give you my opinion. I think this is something that we definitely need to talk about. This is going to be a little bit of a different podcast today. Typically, I'll give you lots of ideas and suggestions on how to do things. Today, I want to get you thinking about the areas in which I think sales has changed. And I'm going to point out, I'm guessing, I'm looking at my list here, probably a good 6 or 7 or perhaps 8 by the time I get done, ways that it's changed. But let me answer the question for you. I think it is both no, it has not changed, and in all caps, scream it from the mountaintops. If I yell it right now in your ear, I would break your eardrums. Yes, it has changed. So let me get the no out of the way first, because I'm telling you, I don't have to spend a lot of time on the no part. As far as no, the profession of selling hasn't changed. Very, very quickly, as far as the art, or the act rather, of assessing needs and presenting solutions and gaining commitment and all that kind of stuff, it hasn't changed. I don't know that it's going to change. Yes, we might be able to debate and say that, yeah, Paul, but with technology, we're going about differently. But the steps in which that we do these things, and again, assessing need and overcoming objections and all that kind of stuff, and it depends on what model you're using, it has been the same. And I don't know that it's going to change. And again, I don't want to say never. I don't want to be the idiot that got on a podcast and said, never going to change. And then what, 15 minutes later, with technology, it changes radically. So that part of it, it hasn't changed. But this is where it gets dangerous. And I'm hoping that you write this down. You might even want to write it down, thinking that sales hasn't changed because of the basic premise of sales and assessing needs and fulfilling needs. It's very, very dangerous, because here's why it's dangerous. Because when we look at it that way and we say, no, it really hasn't changed, we're actually asking the wrong question. The question that we need to be asking right now is, has the manner in which people buy, has that changed? To that, I say, hell yes, it's changed. And we're going to go there in a second. The other question that you might want to be asking, has the landscape as a result of that, the landscape in which we sell, has that changed? You get another hell yes on that one too. I might even upgrade the answer to an all caps, hell yes. So let me tell you where and how and why and all that kind of stuff. And again, I'm not going to give you much in terms of what you can do about it today. Today, it's all about your awareness and acknowledging these things, because I got to tell you, there's an awful lot of people out there who have their head buried in the sand on this. So let me tell you where I think things have changed. The first thing, where the first area where you need to know things have dramatically changed, is that people, and you've heard me say this before, your potential buyers, they want to be able to check you out and other options anonymously. So that means lots of things to you. In fact, you know what? Before I even go any further, let me back that up with two very, very quick studies for you. The first one, Inquiro, hopefully I'm pronouncing that properly. Inquiro asked B2B professionals. They asked participants in a study that they did, B2B, and I want to make sure that I emphasize it one more time just for good luck, to make it three, B2B, because you're going to want to think, oh, no, that's B2C that you're talking about, Castaigne. No, let me make it a fourth, B2B. They asked participants in their study how they go about making their decisions with regard to purchases. 93.2% of their participants said that they research online. That's powerful. And again, you might be thinking, well, no, that's like business to consumer, Castaigne. No, I'm talking B2B. This is dramatic. Also, too, there's another one that's going around lately. A lot of people are talking about it. I also think it's dramatic. Serious Decisions reports that 60% of a buyer's journey is complete before it even gets to us as sales professionals. So they want to check us out anonymously. And I'm not just talking about the company and what the company offers. You would be kidding yourself right now if you think it stops there. They want to check you out. They want to see what kind of an online footprint you have. And guess what, folks? They will Google you. That's what people do. It's not just your company. No, my friend, it is you. So that's the first area right there. The second thing, and some of these are going to sound very, very similar. So forgive me if you say, well, that kind of falls under the other category. My podcast, my rules, here's the information anyway. The second thing, the eyeballs have shifted. If you look around you right now, wherever you are, unless you're all alone in your house, and then maybe my point is not going to be made. But next time you're out, how about you do that? Look what's in everybody's hand. Look what everybody's obsessed with. Look what everybody's got to do when they're waiting to do something. They're waiting in line. They're checking the smartphones. They're at games, at their kid's soccer game. Guess what they're doing? They're on the damn smartphone. You know what? People are even in restaurants trying to dine with their significant other, and they're on smartphones. And you know what? Matter of fact, just quick tangent for you. Again, my podcast, my rules. I went out the other day, and I'm having a bite to eat, right? It's what I do. I love to get a freaking bite to eat. Getting a bite to eat. And I hear the two people at the next table talking about how, well, I'm trying to update my status, saying I'm getting a bite to eat here at wherever the place we were. And, you know, again, people love to tell you what they're doing. They are obsessed with that. So the eyeballs are shifting right now. This will go, and this is going to get deeper. Trust me. The next area in which sales has changed dramatically. You ready for this? B2B is now, it's no longer B2B. It's B2B2B. And you know what? I'll explain it to you in a minute. Sorry, sounds like a tongue twister. B2C is no longer B2C. You ready for this big dramatic ending to this one? Guess where I'm going to go with this one? B2C is now B2C2C. In other words, if it's a business-to-business model, customers and potential customers want to get information from other people who are doing business with you and with your company. So guess what they're doing? You might be saying, Paul, it's always been that way. Yeah, in some ways it has, but it's never been as easy. Again, let's go back to that smartphone. Guess what people are doing on that? They go out to their social networks, and there's things all the time out there that say, hey, anyone know of A? And fill in the blank. Anybody know of a good camera? Anybody know of a good place to eat? Anybody know of a good printer? I've even had it, folks. I kid you not. Anybody know of a good speaker? Yeah, Paul Castaigne, right? How cool would that be? Type that in next time you see it, right? Got to pay the bills, folks. But things are changing that way. People, when they get pissed off, guess what they're doing too? They're jumping on that smartphone. They're putting things out there. It goes beyond that. People want to go into communities. The smart companies out there now are creating communities where people buying that product or service, you ready for this? How cool is this? They can hang out together. They could talk about how much they dig that camera and the service and their helpful hints. And people are doing this within groups, within industries. The eyeballs are shifting. Next, our buyers are more educated than ever before. You and I are no longer the exclusive keeper of the information. But there is a twist to this. We are no longer the authority on this until we establish ourselves as the authority, because we can. Again, I told you I wasn't going to give you remedies today, but I also don't want you jumping off a building when you hear this stuff. Yes, we could establish ourselves as an authority, and I hope to God right now you're listening to this podcast saying, this guy knows what he's talking about. That's what I'm hoping to do, establish myself as an authority. But for you and I to think that we are the exclusive keepers of the information, man, that's a huge mistake. People can jump online and get this stuff themselves now. Back in the day, right? Sorry to show my age here, but it was up to the salesperson completely to get that information to them or drop off brochures or what have you. Today, they're going to do this. We said it before, right? The bulk of that journey is going to be done before they ever get to you or I. So let's move on. There's more to this. Our prospects are more distracted than ever before. Now, this is where it's going to sound like, does this guy Castain keep spewing the same stuff? Yeah, I do. I keep spewing the same stuff because this is important. And I'm going to keep saying it over and over again until I know everybody has it. They are so distracted, these prospects today. More so than ever before. You've heard me say the statistics. We know that Fast Company magazine is saying they're exposed to over 3,000. And when I say they, I mean you and I. I'm not just talking about some fancy elite group of people. You and I are exposed to 3,000 advertising messages per day. I'm not talking per year or per, you know, or per quarter or monthly or anything like that, or even week. I'm talking like every single day. Let's get into emails. We know, according to Radicati Group, that the average person sends and receives 110 emails a day. I think it's something like 347 billion, with a B, billion emails per day are going out. Well, there's a lot of distraction right there too. Well, it gets worse from there. We know Wendy Cole from Time Magazine says that the average person is interrupted 7 times an hour, 56 times a day. You have Basics, which is a New York City research firm, who says that the average person loses about 2.1 hours per day to interruptions in the office place. I can go on and on and on. You think about all the voicemails. You think about all the things going on internally with our teams. You also have to add into it the fact that right now, because of downsizing and what's gone on with the economy, it is not uncommon to be talking to people and even experiencing it ourselves, where we're in a situation where we're now doing the work of more than one person. Heck, I know people that are doing the jobs of 2 and 3 other people. Lots of things on your plate. The grand finale, I always end this way. Sorry, it's how it is. The BBC put out a report that stated that the average attention span now is out as it's at about 9 seconds. So all of us are more distracted than we ever were before. But kind of like enough about us, the people that would be buying our products and services are more distracted than they ever were. That's the landscape. And you know what, too? Let's add something else into this, too. Something else that's changed. The speed in which all of this is processed, the speed in which people want things, because we're so spoiled right now, where we could get something quickly, right? I mean, I could be hanging out with you right now, and we could be talking about some abstract thing, and you know darn well we're going to go for the smartphones, and we can pretty nowadays we can get information pretty quickly, but we expect it quickly. So the speed in which all of this is done, the speed in which if we cannot fulfill a need, somebody saying next and clicking that mouse has indeed changed. It brings me to the last part of this. And there's more, folks. I wanted to try to keep this hopefully under 20 minutes this time. I've been going over. But the last part for now is that courtships, and you've heard me use this phrase a lot, courtships, that period of time in which we're looking at each other, thinking in a business sense, if we want to get married, where we're learning about each other and hopefully we're developing high levels of rapport and so on and so forth, it's now done with the computer screen. And even after the marriage, many of these relationships are staying on the computer screen. So on one side of it, getting back to the original question, the components that make up sales, assessing needs and presenting solutions and gaining commitment, things like that, they haven't changed. I don't expect them to change. But please understand, it's almost a trick question. It's the wrong question to be asking right now. The question that we truly need to ask right now is, has the manner in which people are buying, has that changed? Also, has the landscape in which you and I have to sell, has that changed? It absolutely has. So what I'd like you to do, and I'm going to review these very, very quickly, I want you to think about these things this week. I think this would be an incredible conversation for you to have kind of amongst yourselves. Bring this back to your sales teams. I know that there's a lot of sales managers that listen to my podcast, a lot of VPs of sales, business owners. Bring these things back. Start talking about them. And when I get done with all of them, your million-dollar question is going to be, provided I buy into what Castain has just said, what am I going to do about it? And I would love for you to tackle that on your own. And then what I think I'm going to do, don't hold me to it, I think maybe next week we'll have a part two to this podcast, kind of like, what are we going to do about it? All right, well, we could talk about and acknowledge all day long, but what are we going to do about these things? And that's my specialty. That's the kind of work that I do with my business, helping people navigate this very different landscape that's out there. So very, very quickly, we know that one area where things have changed is that people want to buy or check you out anonymously. We know that the eyeballs have shifted now with everyone on their smartphones and going to their social networks. B2B and B2C is no longer so. It's now B2B2B or B2C2C, meaning people want to go to their peers and find out what they have to say about these things. They want to get into communities and groups and platforms and all that kind of stuff to be able to interact with others. And they find a high level of credibility hearing from other customers. The other thing too, we said, buyers are more educated. You and I are no longer the exclusive keepers of the information. We also know that our prospects are more distracted than ever before. Also, the speed in which all of this is done is quicker than it's ever been. Last but not least, these courtships, these important courtships that I always talk about, are now being done primarily on your computer screen. And a lot of that courtship stays on the computer screen. So with that, you have some thinking to do. And hopefully you'll come up with some ideas on your own. But the next time we get together, I'll share some ideas on how we can navigate it. Until then, I'm Paul Castain with YourSalesPlaybook.com, inviting you to do a couple of quick things. Number one, if you found value in this podcast, please circle back to my website at YourSalesPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free email tips. The other thing that you can do, a lot of people don't know this, but we have a very active Facebook community. And there's about 1,300 of us over there right now, growing rapidly. Love to have you come join us over there. But with that in mind, Paul Castain from Your Sales Playbook, wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.